From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. People from the Midwest to the Northeast are digging out and bundling up after a major winter storm slammed into the area. It's caused many schools to close and thousands of flights have been canceled across the country. And now it's the gusting winds and dangerously cold temperatures people are dealing with as they dig out. Nearly 2 feet of snow fell in parts of Massachusetts and nearly 10 inches fell in New York City, giving the city's brand new mayor, Bill de Blasio, a real test his first week on the job. NPR's Zoe Chase reports from the mayor's news conference this morning in Queens, New York.
I'm standing outside the Q4 garage in Woodside, Queens. It's one of the biggest repair shops the sanitation workers have. There have been trucks coming in and out of here all night long, and it's where the mayor decided to give his first big update on the snowstorm. Most of the streets have been plowed, he says. The temperature is going to drop, so people should stay indoors and off the roads if they can. Even though the roads might look good, they're going to be icy, so people should be careful and stay warm. Zoe Chase, NPR News, Woodside, Queens.
Former Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon may be close to death. He's been comatose for 8 years, and now the director of the hospital treating him, Dr. Ziv Rothstein, says he has multiple organ failure.
We cannot see the future, but according to the situation and looking at the trend of deterioration, it doesn't give us good signs for the future.
The 85-year-old was felled by a devastating stroke at the peak of his political power in 2006. He's one of Israel's most iconic and controversial figures. He's credited with key Israeli military victories and is also blamed for failing to help Israel prevent a sectarian attack on Lebanese civilians. Federal Reserve Chair Ben Bernanke speaks today about the U.S. economy and the future of the Fed as he prepares to exit. Steve Beckner with Market News International says Wall Street will be watching closely.
In his last major speech before leaving office at the end of the month, Bernanke will talk to the American Economic Association's annual meeting about the changing Federal Reserve, its past, present, and future. The future belongs to Fed Vice Chair Janet Yellen, who is expected to be confirmed to succeed Bernanke by the U.S. Senate next week. But Yellen has given no sign she will make radical departures in monetary policy. She joined Bernanke in voting last month to reduce large-scale bond purchases. Fed watchers will be listening for clues on how much further Fed policymakers will scale back quantitative easing. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
And it's mixed territory on Wall Street at this hour. The Dow is up 21 points at 16,461. The Nasdaq is down 13 points at 4,130. The S&P 500 also negative territory, down 1 point right now at 1,831. This is NPR News. The federal government says a Supreme Court justice should stop blocking the contraception requirement of the new affordable health care law for some religion-affiliated organizations. The Justice Department today called on Justice Sonia Sotomayor to lift her stay on the contraceptive coverage requirement of Obamacare. The government says religious nonprofits can certify that they don't want to provide the contraceptive coverage, but a group of Catholic nuns who run nursing homes sued, saying even signing that form violates their beliefs. The U.S. Census Bureau says India's population has increased by 15.5 million people in 2013. NPR's Allison Keyes reports that's more than any other country.
The Census Bureau says the world's population increased by more than 77.6 million last year, and it estimates that every second in 2014, 4.3 births and 1.8 deaths will occur. Census Bureau statistician Ben Bolender says the population of the U.S. is up as well.
The projected population for the United States as a whole on New Year's Day 2014 will be 317,297,938.
That's up more than 2.2 million from last year. Texas and California are the fastest growing states in the nation, and two states, Maine and West Virginia, lost population last year. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Auto sales at two big American companies were higher last year, both Chrysler and Ford posting sales gains. For Ford, U.S. sales rose 11% in 2013 to nearly 2.5 million. That's a six-year high, as a stronger economy boosted pickup truck sales. Chrysler says its U.S. sales jumped 6% last year, with Jeep sales worldwide setting a new record. Crude oil prices down more than 1% in New York. This is NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Walton Family Foundation, whose K-12 initiative works to empower families with quality school choices. WaltonK12.org.
It's 6 after the hour of 12 noon, and you are tuned into the final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. Coming up at 1 o'clock, do stay tuned for American Roots with host Nick Spitzer, and that is followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash. Back now to 1983. Here is Robert Cray from his second album, Bad Influence.
I'm in a phone booth, baby. Number scratched on the wall. I'm in a phone booth, baby. Number scratched on the wall. I'm new in Chicago. Got no one else to call. Been walking all day. Old friends I can't find. Hawks so cold, had to buy me some wine. Calling you, baby, took my very last dime.
Yet you spend up all of my gold. Then you look around for a young man. Tell me I'm too old. That's why we can't agree. Yeah, baby, we can't agree. Now if I don't see you no more, baby, it'll be way too soon for me. You know being a lover. You like to holler loud. One man for you ain't nothing. You talk so loud, you draw a crowd. That's why we can't agree. Yes, baby, we can't agree. Now if I don't see you no more, baby, it'll be way too soon for me. When you go out to dine, I taught you what a steak was, and now you've almost lost your mind. That's why we can't agree. Yes, baby, we can't agree. Now if I don't see you no more, baby, honey, that'll be way too soon for me. You know it will. Because they had so many holes. You know we both came from the ghetto, baby, and everybody knows we can't agree. Yeah, baby, we can't agree. Now if I don't see you no more, little woman, honey, it'll be way too soon for me. Yes, it will.
That's right. B.B. King recorded in London back in 1971, a number called We Can't Agree. Before we heard B.B. King here on KRVS, we heard Robert Cray. Robert Cray from the album Bad Influence. Again, that one came out in 83. It was his second album. His fourth album would be a collaboration with Albert Collins and Johnny Copeland, a couple of real Texas blues veterans. All three of them won a Grammy for that. And then in 86, Robert Cray won his first Grammy on his own with the album Strong Persuader, the hot tune on that, which it was actually the song on the Grammy, was Smoking Gun of Robert Cray. Next year on KRVS, let's venture back to 1967 and music from Nina Simone.
Not a sound, it's not one sound, just the beat of my poor heart in the dark. Mm-hmm. when he presses his fingertips upon my lips. And he begs me to please keep still in the dark. The rest have left behind. Just let them dance. We're gonna find romance, Lord, in the dark. Support
for the Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in the Oil Center on Hyman Boulevard and also at its new location at 5000 Ambassador Caffrey in the Province Cordoba office complex. The phone number is 337-233-4017.
Once a pal of mine stole a man of mine, but I got him back now. The same old song, she couldn't keep him long, 'cause she didn't know how. 'Cause when I love my man, I makes him a holler. Oh, yes, oh, yes, of mine. Only 'cause I really know how. I really know how.
You gotta know how. Odetta from her disc Blues Everywhere I Go. That one came out in 1999. Odetta's musical career started in the 1940s, her recording career in the 1950s. She was classically trained early on and ended up, instead of going into opera like her mother hoped, she went into folk music and blues and that sort of thing. Preceded by Nina Simone. We heard Nina prior to hearing Odetta. Nina Simone, again, from 1967. She did a piece for us called In the Dark. And from 2004, here on KRVS, the title track to Keb Mo's disc, Keep It Simple.
Confusion up here in my home. 500 stations on the TV screen. 500 versions of the same old thing. Y'all know it's crazy, and it's driving me insane. Well, I don't wanna be a Superman. I just wanna go somewhere. Use my hand to keep it simple. Oh, real simple. You know, I call my doctor on the telephone. Lines were open, but there was nobody home. Press one, press two, press pound, press three. Why can't somebody just pick up the phone and talk to me? Y'all know it's crazy. You know it's driving me insane. I don't want to be a Superman. I just want to go somewhere. Use my hand and keep it simple. Yes, I do. Real simple. To the local coffee store. The menu went from the ceiling all the way down to the floor. Deacon
decaf, cappuccino or latte, said the cashier. I said, give me a small cup of coffee and let me get the hell up out of here. Y'all know it's crazy. Oh, it's driving me insane. Well, I don't want to be a Superman. I just want to go somewhere. Use my hands, keep it simple. Oh, no, real simple. Well, I don't want to be a Superman. I just want to go somewhere. Use my hands and keep it simple. Real simple.
Maria Muldaur from a disc that came out in 2012 called First Came, Memphis Mini, a tribute to a Memphis Mini. Steve James on guitar on this particular track. Some of the other ladies that participate in this tribute disc, Rory Block, Ruthie Foster, Bonnie Raitt, Phoebe Snow, Coco Taylor. I think that's about it. Some great artists, though, backing them up. Also, Alvin Youngblood Hart, Steve James, Steve Freund, David Bromberg, and Adele Ray. Before hearing Maria Muldaur, we heard Keb Mo do the title track to his 2004 disc, Keep It Simple. And we're going to turn next here on KRVS to Memphis Minnie herself. She first recorded in 1929 with her husband du jour, Kansas Joe McCoy. And we're going to hear her next recorded in 1940, a tribute to Ma Rainey 1 year after Ma Rainey died. Ma Rainey was sometimes referred to as a mother of the blues, one of the first women to, one of the first artists to record blues. She did so in 1923 and within a space of about 5 years recorded over 100 tunes. Her career, musical career, sort of died out at the end of the 1920s as that style of vaudeville blues became passé, and of course the Great Depression had a big effect on the music industry. Here, though, Memphis Minnie, her career didn't eclipse with a Great Depression. It's Memphis Minnie, one of the great early women rural guitarists and vocalists. Again, a tribute to Ma Rainey.
Even been on Tennessee. She was born in Georgia, traveled all over this world. She was born in Georgia, traveled all over this world. And she's the best blues singer I ever heard. When she made Bow River Blues, I was living way down in line. When she made Bow River Blues, I was living way down in line. Every time I hear that record, I just couldn't keep from crying. If I can,
if I can. Understand why I stole that ham of meat. See, I'm trying to pacify the old lady, see? Well, there's a rabbit in the lawn. I ain't got no rabbit, though. Lord, I hate to see that rabbit get away. On my back, and the hounds is on my track. I'm gonna make it to my shanty all day. Payday, payday. Honey, I've did all I can do, and I can't get along with you. I'm gonna take you to your mama, payday.
Mississippi John Hurt, recorded in July of 1963, a few months after his rediscovery after a 35-year hiatus in recording. He had a few flub notes on that, slide notes, but hardly even made a difference. An absolutely remarkable finger picker and vocalist out of Mississippi. And before we heard John Hurt, we heard someone from, she grew up in Memphis. She was born in Algiers, Louisiana. We're talking about Lizzie Douglas, a.k.a. Memphis Minnie. Memphis Minnie recorded in 1940, doing a tribute to the great early blues singer Ma Rainey. Next here on KRVS, we have another Mississippian like John Hurt that recorded early in the late 1920s. He did that for Vocalion in 29 and Brunswick in 1930. Didn't record much, but had some really, really interesting numbers. He is said to have influenced both Robert Wilkins and also John Lee Hooker. Here is Garfield Acres.
It a rolling out to move and a crowdy all night long. It a rolling out to move and a crowdy all night long. It a rode this morning, and I didn't know right from wrong. Have you ever woke up in and find your door roll a gone? Have you ever woke up in, find your door gone? Hey, you wring your hand and you cried all day long. Well, I told my woman just before I left the town. Well, I told my woman just before I left the town. Don't you let nobody tear bell up down. And I pull my own, and I begin to walk away.
that I fool my own, that I begin to walk away. I said, that's all right, sweet mama. Your trouble gonna come someday.
Rag Mama Rag from 1935, recorded in New York. That was Blind Boy Fuller on guitar and vocals. Also on guitar on that particular track was the Reverend Gary Davis, and you guessed it, Bull City Red was on the washboard. And this was the first recording opportunity for Reverend Gary Davis. He recorded a few tunes while he was with Blind Boy Fuller up in New York. They were both from the Carolinas. Blind Boy Fuller, one of the most popular of the Piedmont-style blues artists. I've always wondered if Robbie Robertson and Levon Helm of the band had heard that song before they wrote their own Rag Mama Rag. Before hearing Blind Boy Fuller with Bull City Red and Reverend Gary Davis, we heard Garfield Acres from Mississippi doing a number called Do Roll It Blues, recorded in either 1929 or 1930. And from quite a bit more recently, music from Harrison Kennedy. He had been a member of was chairman of the board out of Detroit. He's originally from Ontario, where he has since returned, I believe, if I remember correctly, from a disc called High Country Blues that came out in 2007. Here's Harrison Kennedy with a number entitled Rolling Man Blues.
put your back down, baby. Ain't no sense you getting all mad at me. Oh, put your back down, mama. Don't get all mad at me. It's my rolling blues, child. Got your third degree. Look at you, looking at me. Where are they from? Your eyes are narrow. You about to throw down. I love you, baby. That ain't no lie. Understand? All I need, just give me a little more time. Got the rolling blues, child. Ain't no sense you getting mad at me. I got the rolling blues, little girl. Don't get mad at me. Put your back down and stop that there on my third degree. Now listen, babe, what I say, I'm booked for two. Let's make our way down to the station for the man. We're gonna ride that train, child, all over this land. Put your back down, baby. Don't get all mad at me, mama. Put your back down. I got the rolling blues. Lordy, lordy, these rolling blues.
Say you love me, darling. Please call me on the phone sometime. You say you love me, darling. Please call me on the phone sometime. Ease my worried mind. One of these days, I'm gonna show you how nice a man can be. Show you how nice a man can be. I'm gonna buy you a brand new Cadillac if you all speak some good words about me. Hear my phone ringing. Sound like a long distance call. Hear my phone ringing.
like a long distant call. Picked up my receiver. The potty said another mule is kicking in your stall.
From 1963, Muddy Waters on slide guitar, Buddy Guy on an acoustic lead, on parts anyway, and Willie Dixon on bass, Clifton James on drums. Muddy Waters, the classic acoustic rendition of A Long Distance Call. Before we heard Muddy Waters, we heard Harrison Kennedy from his disc High Country Blues. It came out in 2007. He did a number entitled Rolling Man Blues. And we have more blues coming up, another track that features Willie Dixon on bass. This is from a Johnny Shines disc recorded in Chicago back in 1968. And Johnny Shines, of course, back in the 1930s, hoboed around with Robert Johnson. Actually, he traveled extensively with Robert Johnson and was a source of a lot of information on Johnson. Johnson, one of the most enigmatic figures ever in the blues. Johnny Shines himself, that was a great, great blues guitarist and stylist. Here he is on guitar and vocals with a number called Solid Gold.
Well, what me mama kind of little girl are you? I can't quit you no matter what new world I do. Tell me, mama, what kind of little girl are you? Well, I can't quit you, baby, no matter what in the world I do. Well, I cried, but I'm not going to cry no more. My tears of wisdom still on the killing floor. Well, I cried for you, baby, but I'm not going to cry no more. Well, my tears are wasted. I'm still on the killing floor. Well, you show yourself you got such childish ways. You got the old-fashioned love like an old Death Valley day. Y'all got such childish ways. Got that old-fashioned love like way back in old Death Valley day. Again, you get your engagement ring. Well, I told you I love you, baby. I don't guess that mean a thing. But I guess you smile when you get your engagement ring. Well, woman I love got 2D solid gold. She got a lean on my body and a mortgage, well, on my soul. Well, woman I love got 2D solid gold. She got a lean on my body, mortgage on my soul.
Johnny Shines from 1968. That about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS for this Friday anyway. I'm Raoul Bro. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today and also invite you to stay tuned. More good music is coming your way in a few minutes on the program American Roots, hosted by Nick Spitzer, followed at 3 p.m. by Roger Cash and Freetown Radio. Then for music, be sure to be tuned in at 7 p.m. for Lee Kleinpeter, Big Band Swings and Other Things, followed at 9 o'clock by the Avalon Variety Hour, hosted by Joanna Devine, and then at 10 o'clock, James Van Way and Out on the Fringe. And of course, we've got some great, great music for you tomorrow. Megan Brown, then followed by John and MC with Zydeco et Parcelle, and Herman Fusilier, and also Lee Kleinpeter. So some great music coming your way here on KRVS. This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And this program is made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and also support from people like you, and we thank you for that support. Big Bill Brunzi to take us up to the top of the hour with a number called Shuffle Rag. Have a great weekend. Stay warm.
This is Gwen Tompkins. On Music Inside Out, what people say isn't half as interesting as how they say it.
You gotta have skin. All you really need is skin. Skin's the thing that if you got it outside, it helps keep your insides in.
Well put. Tune in Wednesdays at 10 p.m. on KRVS.
And it's wrapped around your toe.
Hi, I'm Pete Bergeron. If your day starts early, like mine does, let's spend it together with Cajun music from 5 to 7 a.m. here at Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.